The Illinois House convened at 8 o'clock Thursday morning and spent most of a very long day on the budget. Lawmakers began with a debate on funding Illinois' public education system, giving schools a slight increase over this year. It's spending that Representative Will Davis, a Democrat from Homewood, defends.
This is the first of many appropriations bills to come, and we are setting the tone for taking care of citizens here in the state of Illinois. I urge a yes vote.
The measure passed, but barely. Although the 71 Democrats are more than enough to pass legislation with votes to spare, most bills passed with the bare minimum of 60. The Maine education budget was a rare exception and got more. A whopping 61. And on it went, the Education Labor Relations Board budget, the Illinois Council on Developmental Disabilities, funding the state's Human Rights Commission.
We're now at $11,408,000,000 and climbing, and the day has just begun.
All throughout, Republican Representative Dwight Kay of Glen Carbon kept a running tally of how much Illinois was spending. You see, months ago, back in February, the House approved what's known as a revenue estimate, a term that loosely means this is how much money Illinois expects to take in for the next fiscal year, and therefore how much money the state can spend. Here's Representative John Bradley of Marion at the time.
The number is $34.495 billion. This is down from this year's fiscal estimate. It's a reflection of the beginning of the phase out of the tax increase.
But the spending bills that Bradley and other House Democrats approved exceeded that cap, and not by a little. They passed it by more than $3 billion, with no way to bridge the gap. As Bradley indicated, Illinois' tax rate this year is set to drop at the start of 2015. Governor Pat Quinn wants the higher rate extended permanently. He says otherwise, savage cuts are on the way. But Democrats are struggling to get enough legislators on board to vote for a tax hike. An election's on the way, and handfuls of Democrats ran on the promise they'd roll back taxes. Remember, voting for the spending is supposed to be the easy part, and even those bills passed by only the narrowest of margins.
What an injustice here on the House floor. This isn't monopoly money. This is the people's hard-earned money.
Republicans, like Representative Dennis Rebelletti of Elmhurst, say Democrats are putting the cart before the horse, or donkey in this case.
To vote for something when I don't know how it's going to be paid for, so I urge an extremely no vote.
And on it went, a budget for veterans programs, state universities, prisons, passing barely with support from most Democrats but no Republicans. Mind you, Republicans haven't had much to offer about what Illinois should do about the budget, as Representative Jay Hoffman, a Democrat from Swansea, pointed out.
It's easy to stand over there and to try to make light of the majority party as we try to govern, but where is your plan? Where is your plan?
After precisely 9 hours and 33 minutes of debate, the House was done, passing 73 bills, spending more than $38 billion. But it's far from over. Democratic Representative Carol Sente of Vernon Hills.
A budget of our size does not, and complexity does not happen all at once. It happens over several weeks and in several bills. We are still in the earlier stages of the fiscal year's budget process.
And so far, the Senate has been on the sidelines of that process. President John Cullerton has said the Senate will vote on taxes if and when the House does. Senators have been burned before by passing controversial measures, only to see them languish in the House. And Park Ridge Senator Dan Katowski, a Democrat, mind you, not a Republican, says unlike the House, the Senate will not vote on spending until it has locked up a way to pay.
You know, we don't typically do budgets based on hypotheticals.
There are other possibilities, murmurs of meeting in the middle. Instead of keeping the tax hike where it is or letting it drop to 3.75%, choose a number in between. Other lawmakers say Illinois could come up with more cash by closing so-called corporate loopholes or reducing the portion of state taxes shared with cities and towns. The problem is neither of those ideas would match the amount of money Illinois would rake in through a higher income tax, which leaves Democrats scrambling to herd their members. I'm Amanda Vinicky.